Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. Or should I say, we're Ireland's podcast.
Wow.
Wow. I don't.
Who's
I mean,
Irish? Who's Irish here?
no, I'm not. I'm French Canadian.
I was told I was as a kid that we did one of those ancestry things, and I'm not.
Aren't you Polish?
I'm Polish.
Okay.
I'm German, Scandinavian, and something else in there.
Jordan could be, but I don't know. Jeremy, do you know what you are? Or
I'm Italian and
Italian?
Dutch.
Oh, okay. Well then, so none of us are
Did
Irish.
you do an ancestry thing?
Me? No,
Yeah.
I just know.
I did an ancestry thing, and it basically proved what my family had been saying for a long time. I'm absolutely like French Canadian.
I'm not gonna put a bunch of my DNA in some factory so that some crazy evil genius can make clones of me.
What?
Is it because you're worried that once they get your DNA, you're gonna be convicted of something?
Well, kinda.
Well, that too.
But I mean, this is
Same.
like super specimen DNA here. People should be paying a premium for this shit. I'm not just
I
gonna
mean,
jizz into a jar and give it to a
whoa.
factory. What do you do?
What kind of DNA test have you been taking?
Oh, mine was like different, I guess.
That I just had to cotton swab my mouth, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, mine was like I had to like go into a back alley and some guy just held out his hands with a jar and I just. He said he worked for what is it, 23andMe? He said he worked for that company. He had a shirt on with Sharpie that's
Sucked it out of the hose.
Okay, well, with that, welcome everybody. This is Pop Culture Roulette. I am Nicholas. I'm joined as always by the voices you've already heard, Justin
If you're still here, congratulations.
and Jeremy. All right. Well, we have said on this podcast for a very long time that if you requested a topic, we would do it. Very few people have ever actually taken us up on this offer. So when we finally got an offer, we actually had to do it. So Nick O, I didn't ask him if we could say his last name, so I'm not gonna say his last name, but Nick O, you know who you are,
What
requested that
was
we
it, Nick Offerman?
it was not Nick Offerman. It he requested that we do something a little out of our wheelhouse, and he wanted us to review.
There you go.
I forgot a word there. An album, a particular album
Which you
that
don't find by us. We like fans of music on this podcast.
we are fans of music. This is not exactly anything that is in the three of our wheelhouse, but here we go. All right. He wanted us to record or review.
Good grief, man.
You would think review is not a hard word, but I keep getting it wrong.
I know it's St. Patrick's Day, but.
Right, and I don't even drink anymore. Okay, we are reviewing Raffi, Singable Songs for the Very Young.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
This album came out in 1976, so actually before any of the three of us were born. It beat me by 2 years, but Raffi is considered by most to be the most popular children's singer in the English-speaking world.
Good for him.
This is technically, even though I listened to the album on Apple Music, I guess his first album actually came out in 75 and was called Good Luck Boy. It was an album that was actually meant more for the adult listener. It was not a children's album. It's not his only album for adults, but it's not in print anymore, so it's not on Apple Music, so I couldn't listen to it. I
Not on
do.
Spotify either.
Yeah, I did. I do absolutely want to listen to it. And we'll get there as we go along. He's recorded around 26 albums in total. It's a little hard to figure out how many albums he's actually recorded because there's a lot of live albums and compilation albums, and there's so like there's just a lot of Raffi material out there. He has been nominated for 3 Grammys. Somehow, even though he's the most popular children's singer of English speaking language, which is something apparently I don't know how to do anymore, he has never actually won a Grammy.
That's a damn travesty.
It is. I was doing a little research on the album, and I thought, you know, before we get to the full, well, this is for a full review. Like we're gonna review it. We're not gonna break it down track by track because there is
I'll get you the mercy here.
19 tracks. That's a lot. That's a lot of going over track by track. But before we get to the album itself, I did want to point out that a gentleman named Daniel Lanois or Lanay was one of the producers. Now, if that name rings a bell to you, it probably should if it doesn't. He is considered to be one of the most influential and important record producers of the 80s. He produced Brian Eno. He started producing U2 with Unforgettable Fire and then on to Joshua Tree, Achtung Baby, All That You Can't Leave Behind. So basically, after U2 really took off, that's when he was like, he produced them when they got to start it. He produced some Peter Gabriel albums, some Bob Dylan albums, the Last of the Mohican album, the Scott Weiland solo album, Luscious Jackson, Emmylou Harris, Dashboard Confessional, to name a few. So the guy who produced the first Raffi Children's album is responsible for like most of the 80s rock sound. So yeah, this album has kind of some serious pedigree behind it. I will say I found it way more listenable than I thought I was going
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
to. I know when originally we were given this request, I thought we were being trolled. But no, I think this guy legit wanted us to review it, and I have to say, overall, it was like way more listenable than I thought it would be. So all right, who wants to start with their we decided to break it down to our top three favorite tracks. Hopefully, we possibly have three different in mind.
Do we want to just rapid fire or go one each around?
I guess we can rapid fire. Who wants
All
to
right.
go first?
I'll start.
Okay.
Well, first I'll say my actual introduction to Raffi was Banana Phone because that was a huge thing on the internet for like a couple years. People made like flash videos about it, and I don't know why it just really picked up steam, but I'm sure I probably had some albums too as a kid, or just knew of Raffi songs and just didn't know it was Raffi. But as far as this album goes, I agree. I think it is very listenable. There's a lot of like interesting compositions, stuff that's a little bit more complicated than it has to be being a kid's album. However, well, I won't go into my ratings shit yet, but I'll just say my top three. So first was Robin in the Rain, which reminded me of kind of like Tom Lehrer in a little bit of a way, kind of that vibe. Then there was Will It Be Wallaby,
Okay.
especially the line about Will It Be Wallaby Wuston.
Yeah.
And then finally, I liked the last track, Old MacDonald Had a Band, because I thought it was a great grand finale. It really like it keeps adding things. It just gets this big crescendo, and it's like, boom, I'm Raffy, motherfuckers. So that's my top three.
Right. You want to go, Justin,
Yeah,
or
I'll go here.
okay.
I didn't know who this was when it was first brought to us. Like, I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. So apparently I must have missed all of this during my childhood because I was too busy, I guess, listening to like Sesame Street vinyls at my grandma's. But yeah, I agree. It was a lot more enjoyable than I was expecting when I saw what it was. And I mean, our lists I think are going to be a lot similar for all three of us, I'm thinking here. I did Down by the Bay, Robin in the Rain, and Willoughby Wallaby Woo.
All
And
right.
then an honor and then just an honorable mention quick for the Sharing song.
Ah.
It's very positive for like it's a good message for kids.
What I think ultimately what I took away from this is that I think Raffi definitely didn't like he's not pandering. Like he isn't like talking down to kids. Like he's talking to kids as if, you know, they're, you know, he's talking to them as if they're kids, but he's not like treating them like they're idiots. Like he's giving them respect. He's not like not teaching or not being like, you know, oh, how are you? You know, like he's not using kid voice or, you know, things like that. Like, I said, like, my top three were I Wonder If I'm Growing. It had like a real Cat Stevens feel to it. Like that's what I took away from several of the songs. It was like he really had like, well, apparently before that he was a children's singer, he was a bit of a protest singer, like a kind of a Peter, Paul and Mary situation where, you know, they started more as protest and became a children's thing. But also on my list, so I think this is clearly the favorite track of the album, Willoughby Wallaby Woo.
Nice.
I will say, I think We Know Where They Might Be Giants got some of their inspiration,
Definitely.
because there was a couple of feet like that track in particular, but like there was a couple other tracks where I'm like, they were inspired by this. Like they, you know, whether they admit it or not, they definitely they got something. And then I threw peanut butter sandwich on there because, well, who doesn't like a peanut butter sandwich?
That's valid.
But yeah, I definitely got some Cat Stevens vibes, some stuff that, like, well, you know, like I said, you know, finding out after I listened to it who produced it, like you can definitely hear some of that layering coming in later. Like they weren't just making an album to, you know, pander to kids and sell to kids because they were like, oh, kids are dumb, they'll buy it. Like they were just like, kids need good music to listen to, stuff that they can, and they got it. We were tasked to rate it on a letter grade of A through F. I'm going to give it a solid C plus.
Okay.
I have it as a solid B. Like, it's something, if there was a small child in the house that, you know, you want to play something that they could listen to, and if this was on and it was one of those things where you got to turn it on like every time you're driving to the store, I don't think it would get to the point where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to throw this out the window. So it's one of those things where, yeah, you can listen to it a couple times, you know, before you're going to get to the point where it becomes unbearable.
I took 3 points off for every song that had a child singing in it. So that puts it at about 75%, because I think that's a total of 30 points off. So, but I'll bump it up 2 percentage points just because I was so pleasantly surprised. So I'll say C plus.
Okay. So yeah. Oh, but overall, I would say, I mean,
That's like a B minus grade.
I'm not about to throw this album on at work and start listening to Raffy. Like
Do it, do it, do it.
he's not going into the rotation, but I do appreciate that there is a children's singer out there that doesn't pander and doesn't talk down. Like if I had children, like I don't think I would hate the idea of listening to Raffy.
Will you at least play Willoughby Wallaby Woo at work?
Possibly.
Willoughby Wallaby Woo at work.
I do really want to hunt down his albums that I guess he made a couple of them for not kids. I mean, like it wasn't like he was making like, you know, ooh, adult, like just albums for not kids.
He's got a
I'd love
Slipknot sound to him.
yeah I'd love to hunt those down because I'd love to hear what, you know, what it sounds like, because I feel like, you know, like he's definitely got that 70s, you know, folk singer songwriter. You know, like I said, I definitely felt like there was a Cat Stevens vibe. So, but overall, I guess I'll have to thank Nick O for actually recommending this to us, because it was not what I thought, and it was definitely not as much of a troll job as I thought we were.
True.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anyone else has anything they'd like to have us take a look at, whether it's music or movie, anything like that, just let us know.
Or a topic you'd like us to break down and do some research and talk about, then clearly we'll do whatever. So,
Yeah, that's what keeps it fresh. We're here for you guys.
all right. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about with Rafi?
No, I don't
Okay.
think
All right.
so. He's invited to come on anytime. He wants.
Is he still putting out new stuff?
According to Apple Music, he has a new album coming out. Let me get back to that page here.
2024.
He has a new,
That's a single.
April 29th, he has a new album coming out called Penny Penguin. April 19th. I don't know what I just said.
He had an album come out May 6th of 2022, a full album. So I mean, yeah, still putting out stuff.
Yeah, say, I mean, he's been going for a while. So, I mean, he's also responsible for Banana Phone, like Jeremy said, but Baby Beluga. Brush Your Teeth was kind of a fun song on that album that we just listened to.
Yeah, that was a weird one. You could hear like 3D audio of Raffy echoing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting. Not sure how much I'm gonna go into the Raffy back catalog and start listening to some of this other stuff because I feel like I'm gonna be put on a list just doing what I did. But all right, well then, so on to the next topic at hand. It is St. Patrick's Day today.
Oh, yes.
So I've decided that I was gonna make us a bracket because what else do we do on this podcast but make brackets? And I came up with I stretched and stretched and stretched as much as I could, and I came up with the 16 leprechaun bracket. Yeah, I really had to stretch to get 16 of them.
Is the
So
Notre Dame Fighting Irish's mascot in there?
don't worry about what.
Oh, it has to be.
Stop jumping the route.
If you came up with 16 and it didn't put that on there, I'd be really
Okay.
impressed.
All right. This I'm not going to give the numbers because there's no real seeding to it. I just put all 16 on the list and it random until I had matchups that I thought was the most fun. All right. So the first matchup is Lucky, the Boston Celtics mascot, versus Og, the leprechaun from a movie called Finian's Rainbow,
Oh my God.
which
What?
was a here we go.
Indians Rainbow?
Francis Ford Coppola directed a musical about leprechauns in 1968. So,
Indians Rainbow? I mean,
yeah.
what?
Yeah, so before he directed Godfather, he directed a musical called Finian's Rainbow with a leprechaun. So who are we voting for here?
Was the leprechaun?
Og.
This looks like Tommy Steele.
Listen, I didn't do a lot of research for this bracket.
Fair.
I found 16 pop culture leprechauns,
Rainbows.
and I had to really stretch to get 16 of
He looks like Peter Pan
them.
or Robin Hood.
This looks horrible.
Yeah.
There's a reason why nobody talks about it.
I can tell you, as someone who hates the Celtics, being a Bucks fan, that I'm gonna have to go for the Boston Celtics because that just looks awful.
All right. Jeremy, what are you gonna vote for the Boston Celtics mascot or this Og guy?
Her Og.
Let me see. I'm just checking out this trailer here. You know, I'm gonna go for the Celtics guy because he just looks
Okay.
like this is just a normal dude with a green jacket on.
All right. I was also gonna go.
He's got like I said, a Peter Pan Robin Hood feel to
I
it.
was also gonna go for the Celtics because I know what that one is. So it didn't really matter what you voted, it was gonna happen anyway. All right, now. Because Justin jumped the route, the Notre Dame leprechaun, or King Brian from Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
What?
There was a Disney movie from the 60s called Darby O'Gill and the Little People. It was one of it was 1959, I'm sorry.
Darby O'Gill
And
and the Little People.
yes,
Sean Connery.
it's one of his first
What?
it's one of his first movies. It's considered a Disney classic. But it's going up against the Notre Dame Leprechaun, so I feel like I know where this one is going as well.
Pull that out of the vault.
It might be on Disney Plus. I don't know. I didn't look.
I'll look here in a second.
Okay.
But I think you guys know where I'm going, considering I asked, especially if you go. Not with the live leprechaun, but the one they use on the logos of him fighting with his fists up.
Right.
That's a classic one. That's got my.
Okay.
It is on Disney Plus.
Okay, so we can watch it. It's one of the few that the old ones that they actually have, but
God, Sean
I'm get
Connery looks so young.
yeah I mean, like, it's one of the first movies he did. Like, I think it was even before he was James Bond.
He would have been 29 when he did that movie.
Yeah. But who are we voting for here? I'm gonna go Notre Dame. As much as I hate voting for Notre Dame for anything,
Yeah, I
All
already,
right.
I'm doing with the other one.
said I'm going with Notre Dame before Nick Fisman.
Okay.
Considering I brought it up, and that's just that classic image of him with his fists up.
All right. This is definitely one of the ones that I was struggling with, but I have Shaggy, the leprechaun from the Wonder Woman comics. I think he was in an episode of Wonder Woman comics. Or we have Hornswoggle, the WWE character.
Oh, God.
Because I did debate, but I, you know, him, because the man who played Hornswoggle, who's from Kenosha, right?
Waukesha, I believe.
Waukesha.
Think so. That area.
He said Hornswoggle, what, like, his character on the WWE was supposed to be a leprechaun. So, like, it was, you know, built into the character. So, all right.
He's out from Oshkosh.
Okay, from Oshkosh. So, all right. So I know how Justin is voting on this
Yeah.
because he has a vote for all Wisconsin at all times.
I do. Especially when he first debuted, I remember he would come out with Fit Finley because the whole thing was he was Irish, and he would come out with his shillelagh and everything. And yeah, I remember that.
I just the balls of the WWE at some point to be like, hey, you're a little person. Why don't you be a leprechaun? Like, could you imagine them? Hornswoggle's been around for a while now as a character, right?
2004.
So, sort of towards the end of the Attitude Era when they were still getting away with a lot of stuff. Could you imagine if they tried to debut that character now?
Yeah. Looking at his Wikipedia, 2006 to 2007, he's known as Finley's Leprechaun and Cruiserweight Champion. So.
Right. Well, we know how Justin's voting. Jeremy, how are you voting on Hornswoggle versus Shaggy from the Wonder Woman comics?
Seeing as how I don't even know who that other person is, I'm gonna go with Hornswoggle. And
Okay.
he was in the reboot of Leprechaun.
He was in the one where it's is that Reborn?
Well, I
Where
think it was.
it's more like a creature that you don't really get to see that often. Yes.
Well, speaking of which, we have Lobdon from the Leprechaun franchise. So the, you know, all of the Leprechaun movies, apparently his name is Lubdon or Lubdin. Maybe you can help me on that one, Jeremy. Do you know how to pronounce that?
No idea. I didn't even know he had a
Okay.
name.
I didn't either until I was doing re or there was a Rankin and Bass special from the early 80s called Leprechaun's Christmas Gold.
What? We gotta always look up these things.
There has been a couple episodes recently, or at least an episode of Totally Rad Christmas on Leprechaun's Christmas Gold. I have not had a chance to listen to. I, however, I'm gonna go with Lubdon. I'm gonna vote for the Leprechaun movies because the couple that I've watched have been at least enjoyable. Some of them have not been good, but they've been fun.
Jeremy.
Yeah, definitely.
Sweep it.
Lube Don, whatever his name.
Yeah, I was like, have they ever even said his name in the movie? But they must have at some point. All right. There was a 80s or 90s, I don't really know. There was some sort of children's show called Rupert. I guess Rupert is some sort of bear. I was hoping that maybe one
Oh,
of the.
yeah.
Okay. Apparently, there was some leprechauns that he dealt with at some point. And do any of you remember the viral video from the early days of the internet for the Crichton Leprechaun?
The what leprechaun?
The Crichton, it was down in Alabama when there was a group of
Oh,
people.
yeah, fuck yeah. I thought it was mobile.
I think, well, I mean, I think it was near Mobile, but yeah, it was, yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's a great story.
That's, yeah. So that leprechaun versus the leprechauns from Rupert.
This is gonna be a massacre.
Yeah,
That
Okay.
one. The Alabama leprechaun.
The Alabama leprechaun it is. All
New
right.
Year's season.
That's an awesome. That'd be an awesome nickname, the Alabama
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay. So we have
I think it was a crackhead that got into the wrong thing.
Bath salts.
probably. All right. We have Patty the Leprechaun from a 1947 to 1949 cartoon versus Mickey, which is from The Magical Legend of the Leprechauns, a Hallmark retelling of Romeo and Juliet, from the late 90s. So they took the Romeo and Juliet story and retold it through the ver as if one group was leprechauns and the other group was like fairies. And of course, apparently the two can't talk to each other. So Hallmark did a version of Romeo and Juliet, but with leprechauns. Or we have a relatively standalone cartoon from the 40s called, and the leprechaun's name was Patty. So how much more stereotypical can you be?
I'm going with Romeo and Juliet Leprechaun
All right.
because I enjoy the retelling of that story with gnomes and Romeo and Juliet. So I'm just going to vote for the Leprechaun,
Okay.
even though all these are Leprechauns.
Sure. That one.
Okay. All right. I will just vote with you because why not? I did the research, but I didn't bother to actually look at what do these people really look like. Now we have O'Reilly,
Auto parts?
the leprechaun from The Simpsons, Ralph Wiggum's invisible friend.
Oh, that one.
Archie
It got the brown things.
versus Kyle Johnson from the Disney movie Luck of the Irish, where he is a kid who finds out he's a leprechaun.
Think this is an easy one.
You find out you're a
Apparently his ears started growing and he started coveting gold, but he also wanted to play basketball, so
Oh, basketball playing leprechaun?
yes, apparently. But
If a teen wolf can do it, the leprechaun can too.
right. But however, I mean, I'm going The Simpsons. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
yeah. We have Lucky from Lucky Charms versus Oh Pat, No Mike, the leprechauns who terrorize Porky Pig in the Porky Pig cartoon.
Okay.
I must look at what they look like again. Porky Pig, leprechaun. I'm
I
going
mean,
Lucky Charms.
I had to say, come on, you had to look it up to know you were going lucky.
Yeah, I didn't even. I started typing it. And I just stopped. I was like,
Pat and Oh Mike.
what am I doing? It's
Right,
Lucky.
exactly. All right, so now
Heart
we're down.
stars and
All right, I
horse
just won't even
shoes.
say anything. Let's move on.
Well, okay, I mean, I knew how you were voting.
Oh, Pat, oh, Mike, bitch.
No, you weren't. Come on now.
I happen to love those characters.
You didn't even know who they were until 5 seconds ago.
Those are characters that nerds get hard-ons for because they're like Chase figs that you see, like, oh my God, it's Opeto Mike! I can't believe
You're probably not wrong. You
it. And they might even be flocked.
Maybe, yeah.
That fuzzy beard.
All right, back up to the top of the bracket here. We got the Boston Celtics versus Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Oh God, two things we hate. The Irish. I'm kidding. Notre Dame.
I'm gonna vote Boston just to be difficult, but
Notre Dame.
yeah, I say I don't think it mattered too
Yeah.
much. So
Bucks and six.
Bucks and six. All right. So now we're gonna make things a little more difficult. We are gonna go Hornswoggle versus Lugdon
Ooh, same person.
in one movie. Yes, he is kind of going against himself. But so we've got Warwick Davis as Lugdon from the Leprechaun movie, or Hornswoggle from the WWE, who also then played Lugdon in one of the.
I mean, that's the classic leprechaun, the ones from the movies, Lugdon. It's what I usually think of when I go with the leprechauns. But you know what? I'm going Hornswoggle. I'm
Wow.
sticking to I vote Wisconsin.
That is true. You do vote Wisconsin.
Plus, I feel like I know how this is going to go anyway. So,
You probably do. At least I feel like I know how it's gonna, but I could be wrong. I'm voting Leprechaun. I'm voting Warwick Davis. Good old Lube Don.
yeah. I'm going to go with that as well.
Wow, the betrayal.
All right. So now we've got the Crichton Leprechaun, you know,
Alabama Leprechaun.
the Alabama Leprechaun versus
Nice.
Mickey from the Hallmark Romeo and Juliet.
What's the first one?
The
The
Alabama Leprechaun.
Alabama Leprechaun.
Oh.
It's just such a sweet nickname.
That one.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got to be the Alabama
Okay,
Leprechaun.
Alabama Leprechaun. Crichton it
And it's
is.
fun to say.
All right, now we've got O'Reilly from The
Auto
Simpsons
parts.
versus Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Oh.
This is a tough one. Delicious, delicious cereal, or
Is the cereal delicious or is it just the marshmallow?
I don't know, but I enjoy the cereal. Mainly be probably because of the marshmallows, but
You can buy the marshmallows individually now, too.
you can.
Yeah.
You don't like the
Marshmallows and
marshmallows?
cereal. No, I don't like them.
So are
I
you
was
just
gonna say
gonna
they can fuck off, but that's too harsh. They're fine. They can exist.
They can be left in someone else's box.
I thought you've enjoyed the Lucky Charms when we've done the taste testing.
Mean, I'm slowly coming around on them, I guess. But when I was
Oh,
a kid,
okay.
I hated marshmallows and cereal. I was
Oh,
like, I liked old person cereals when I was young. I liked Raisin Bran and like just like.
I was gonna say, as an adult, you've become so bitter, you need the marshmallow sweets in your cereal.
Probably.
That's why I like candy, because I'm just bitter yelling at clouds.
Lucky Charms is one of the few like sweet cereals that I really like super enjoy. That and Fruity Pebbles. Other than that, like you're right, like Life,
Cinnamon Toast
Cheerios.
Crunch?
I've never been that much into Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow.
I
We might have
mean
to have a cereal episode.
That'd be fun.
I think we have had one, but all right, well we can work on that. All right, anyway, but that gets away from where are we voting O'Reilly? The Ralph Wiggum's invisible friend that tells him to burn things, gets into fights and does other kinds of stuff, or Lucky, who brings us delicious marshmallowy goodness cereal.
I do like his promo items for the seasons, but I'm gonna vote for the Simpsons Leprechaun.
I'm gonna vote for Lucky.
Oh, you're doing that just to make my life difficult, aren't
Well, no,
you?
a little. But like if
Okay.
you think of like popular mascots for cereal, commercials,
He is up there.
he's gotta be one of the top. Him, Tony the Tiger, and Snap, Crackle, and Pop are probably the
When
biggest ones for cereal. Maybe Toucan Sam.
we did that mascot bracket, I feel like he made it pretty far. I don't remember how far he made it. I don't even remember who won that bracket, but I remember that bracket was massive. But oh man, see, this is what I'm trying to think because I do like the cereal, and when I think, but when I think of leprechauns. That is probably who I think of first, the Lucky Charms, But I do love the, because I do in my head quote a lot of that. Ha cha 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 cha. Yeah.
It's usually either the Lucky Charms leprechaun or Warwick Davis's leprechaun that you think of first.
Yeah. So I
And for
think I'm
me, for
gonna.
some reason, the Fighting Irish.
I don't like it, but I'm voting Lucky. I mean, I'm taking out somebody big. Or okay, all right,
I
Lucky
don't
it
think
is.
he's that I don't think he's that big. He's pretty little.
That's true. Okay, so now we're the Notre Dame Fighting Irish versus Lube Don, the angry leprechaun who's always after his after for taking his.
I think this might be an easy one too for us here.
Warwick.
Warwick.
Yeah. Okay, that's where I figured it was going. Honestly, I feel like I know what the next vote is going to be as well, but I do have to. All right, we've got the Crichton Leprechaun, the Alabama Leprechaun versus Lucky.
Yeah, it's lucky.
Alabama. Alabama.
Lucky.
I'm going Lucky as well.
Oh my God. This is
And
a travesty.
this is the exact final that I thought it would be.
This is what I was just saying. The two most iconic
The two most iconic.
leprechaun images.
So we have Lube Don, good old Warwick Davis, as a leprechaun from multiple movies, most of them bad.
Whoa.
but enjoyable nonetheless. I mean, come on. Like Leprechaun 3 was not good,
Is
but
that
it was,
Vegas?
yes, that was the Vegas one, but it was fun, but it's not a good movie. Versus Lucky from Lucky Charms.
I'm going Lucky. As much as I like the Leprechaun movies, it's right up there with my favorite horror franchises. That Lucky from Lucky Charms is just iconic.
That corporate sellout piece of shit.
Are you talking about the Leprechaun or me?
How much does Kellogg's or what's is it Kellogg's? How much are they paying you?
Don't worry about that.
Not that one. I'm going for the Leprechaun movie.
Okay.
General Mills, props.
There's no wrong answer to this.
No, I guess not really. I would say that I think in general, when I think of a leprechaun, the first image that comes to mind is Lucky from Lucky Charms. I do think that I came to horror movies in the Leprechaun franchise much later in life. I've only just seen them, I think, since I moved into my house here, so in the last 5 years.
That's the first time.
Yeah. However, I have been eating Lucky Charms for a long time, and they're partly responsible for the state that I'm.
Wow.
But I think I'm gonna
So
vote.
they're out.
So, but I think I'm. So I think I'm gonna vote Lucky. And our very impromptu, poorly put together leprechaun bracket,
Well, I
Lucky.
mean, if you rank them anywhere in like the top three leprechauns, you're for sure going to name those two. And I would also name the Fighting Irish.
And I would also name the Alabama. If people don't know, they really should. I mean,
Yeah,
they need to look up that video.
that's one of those classic early. It's got to be one of the first videos that went viral, right? I don't think it was the first, but it's up there.
Yeah.
That news clip of like, because I remember watching it going, "What? What am I? What? How? What?"
Yeah, it's still so, I still don't really understand like what
No.
they thought they were seeing and why a collective group all saw it.
I personally, I think the
Mass
collect
hysteria.
either that or the collective group was just like, how can we fuck with this? Like,
Sure.
what?
Yeah.
All right. Did anybody watch anything this week?
Jesus. I don't know. I've been trying to catch up on Ghost because I realized I was pretty far behind. So I've been working on that.
Okay. Half hour sick, really hard to catch up on that.
I realized going back that I actually never made it through the first season.
So.
So I'm done with the first season and two or three episodes into the second.
I thought you had started season two.
I thought I did too, but apparently I only made it so far into the first season.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right then.
So I binged season one and I'm like three episodes done in season two. I'm getting there. Yeah, otherwise I don't think I've really watched anything.
Well, I might have something. I started
Okay.
watching this series called Nine Lives of on Vice. I don't know if I've mentioned that yet, but they look at a bunch of different lives of semi-controversial celebrities, and it's sort of like a biography, but they interview people that were close to them, and they've done comedians. They did the most recent episode they did was Nine Lives of South Park, actually. So they talked about the whole process, beginning to current phase of South. It was really interesting. It's a cool series. I like how Vice covers stuff. I like a lot of their series. Pretty cool eye for documentaries.
I think that would have to be probably your one of your top three favorite networks.
I
You
probably mentioned it a
do talk
lot.
about a lot of Vice, the dark side of,
Oh
and
yeah.
yeah.
So that's probably it. I did write a limerick, or I started writing a limerick for our show today in honor of
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day, but it's not very far. Maybe you can help me with the last line. There once was a pop culture pod, no gals, just a whole lot of rod. They said some things and did a reboot. And that's all I got. I need something that rhymes with reboot to end our limerick.
Give it a listen, you'll have a hoot.
I'm having a hard
You
time
come up with
remembering.
something better.
I'm having a hard time remembering what the structure of a limerick needs to be.
So there's a line after. There should be a line after the reboot line that doesn't rhyme, and then the kicker line rhymes with reboot. There was a pop culture pod, no gals, just a whole lot of rod. They said some things and did a reboot. Oh no, then it would just be like, da 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 da, ba.
Is to kind of rhyme with.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Fruit, shoot, hoot, scoot.
Hoot.
Turn it, download
Yeah.
it. We know you'll. Nope. Download it. It'll be a hoot, like you said.
It'll be
Just
a
has to,
it.
we have to force it in to the
Yeah.
rhythm.
If
Download it, it'll be a hoot.
if you listen, you'll have a hoot. They're America's pod. Fuck the Cowboys.
We out. We out of this bitch. All right, what have you been watching?
The Bears still suck. We're America's podcast.
Right.
Did you get a chance to watch Spaceman, either of you?
No.
Wow.
I don't
Well,
have Netflix anymore.
you can come over. We can watch Netflix and chill.
All right.
Oh, my basement is
Don't be
in.
jealous, Nicholas.
Hey,
Going
I was taking that as I'm invited too. So
to need a bigger couch.
I'm gonna invite myself. All right.
Do you have a pullout couch?
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, let's say I don't. No, never mind. I can say that joke. Anyway, I've started working on my basement so that it'll actually be a functional basement instead of just a large storage room. I should actually move down there here pretty soon. Maybe even.
Getting kicked out of the main level.
No, I'm gonna actually have
Gonna
kind of
move
a,
down.
a
Gonna
like a
move
man.
down there.
Now I'm gonna have like a man cave, so like, I might actually be able to have people over, and stuff.
Cool. I can
Watch,
see your house for the first time.
well, part of it. I yeah, I don't know if
watch,
you'll ever be
watch
allowed up
movies
here.
and then we could pot about them right away.
Absolutely. So I'll have to build myself. Well, I am in the process of doing it so that I can build a little podcast studio instead of just.
I'm in the dining room. I'm
I'll have to.
outside
I'll
in the
have to.
woods, Alabama.
Yeah. Saw it. There's a leprechaun.
I'll have to get myself a couple microphones or something. Anyway, what had I watched? I actually haven't watched a lot of Top Chef this week. I took kind of a break. I've been watching a lot of British Bake Off. So basically, I just started another cooking show.
Substituted one cooking show for the other.
Have either of you watched that show? I think it's a sci-fi show, but I've been watching it on a Peacock called Resident Alien.
I've heard good
No.
things.
So it's
That's
Alan Tudyk. He is an alien who can disguise himself. So he looks like Alan Tudyk, and he's just very awkward. It's hilarious.
cool.
Because they kind of let him run wild and do what he does best. But there's a kid in town who for some reason has this like special gene that allows him to see him as an alien. It's interesting. What's her name? Linda Hamilton from the Terminator franchise is in it. Like she's not in a lot of episodes of them here and there. It's fun. It's funny, but it's got a little drama. But I'd recommend it.
All right. Cool.
Still really enjoying the Night Court reboot that's in the second season.
Would you say it's a hoot? Yeah.
I would say it's a, I'm looking forward. I know it's coming out here pretty soon, but the new King Kong movie, but I'm looking forward
looks
to going.
good.
I want to see good Godzilla Minus One, the one that just won an Oscar, because I mean I want to see it because it's Godzilla, but I've heard a lot of really it seems to be pretty hard to track down. I guess there's some weird rights between what Warner Brothers has with their, I think Warner Brothers has in Toho,
Yeah.
who gets to do their own gut. Toho, who invented the whole Godzilla thing in the first place, still gets to do their own Godzilla movie. They're just allowing Warner Brothers to do like American Godzilla movies. There's a whole like gets to do
All
legal
right.
rights get legal rights drag everything down. I think that's why we never got that Friday the 13th.
What about that one that the Hannibal dude was doing? Is that still happening?
I think that I don't know if that's I know last I heard it was a go for Peacock, but then I hadn't heard anything about it in a while. So I don't,
Okay. Is that the one you were referring to?
that is the one I was referring
Oh,
to because
okay.
I know that Sean Cunningham, he still owns some rights and he's being really weird about it, but I don't know. It just, it gets, there's a lot of not fact out there. So I don't want to stick, say for certain why we haven't gotten it yet. I just know that too many different people own too many different parts of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like where like when Marvel was in real legal, not legal trouble, but real financial trouble back in the 90s, and they sold some of it off to Toy Biz and some of it off to Fox and some of it off to, this, and that's why it took forever for Marvel to be able to actually start using their own characters, where Disney had to just be like, fine, fuck it, we'll just buy Fox. There's still certain Marvel characters they can't use of rights that were sold back in the, or we keep getting terrible Sony movies. I have not seen Madame Web yet, but I've heard that it was just awful.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
same. Seen it. I've heard
mean,
though that like it's, some people said it's like laughably bad, so that makes me kind of, that piques my interest.
I know a couple weeks ago I was given the choice to see that one or Anyone But You. That's that Sydney Sweeney movie. I guess actually they're both Sydney Sweeney movies. So I was given a choice between one like sort of bad Sydney Sweeney movie or one really bad Sydney Sweeney movie. And I took the sort of bad one instead of the really bad one.
All right.
Yeah, Anyone But You was a forgettable romantic comedy. I don't know. I know I it's very obvious why she's very popular.
Two big reasons.
But she
Yep.
isn't the most talented of actresses. She's
You
not
don't
awful.
need to be.
She's not awful, but she doesn't handle, she can handle comedy. She doesn't seem to handle trauma. She's also young, so who knows?
She needs to hear this and it'll motivate her.
I mean, it
I'm trying to
compared
reach
to
out to her agent.
compared to certain other actresses who were very popular for similar reasons, who we did an episode on, who said the reason why she wasn't getting at roles is because people were scared of two particular appendages. We named the
Yeah.
We named the
Yeah.
what did we the episode was called, I think, Scary Boobs.
Yeah.
Where Emily Ratajkowski was complaining that that's why she wasn't getting roles. No, you weren't getting roles because you're a terrible actress. Sydney Sweeney at least has some acting talent. I don't there's more to her than just looks. I don't know. She hasn't really done anything that I've been interested in, so I'm aware of her because she's on that show Euphoria that my wife likes. So like at least I've heard of her before. I was like, oh yeah, that's the one. But like that's really like all I got. Like I don't know much else about her.
Yeah. If it wasn't
So
for the Celeb Hub subreddit, I would never know who she was.
okay, well enough about that. Moving on. Anybody else looking forward to anything coming out here pretty soon or
Yeah, we have the March Madness bracket.
Oh right, you're right. We do have the
That
March Madness bracket.
starts in 5 days.
Couple days. The seeding just got put out today, like
Yep.
right before we started recording. The bracket challenge is up live on CBS. I put the link in on Facebook and on Insta. It says you guys are already there, but I think that's just because we've done it on CBS for however many years now. So.
Yep. I might have two more contestants that might care to join. I don't know how to get them invites because neither of them have Facebook.
Send me their email, or they can just they because they don't have to. They can just click on the link on Facebook. The password to get in there is PCR exclamation point because it had to have four characters.
Four characters. All
So
right.
it is, you know, the standard prize of you get to dictate an episode, whether it be a bracket or a topic, whatever you choose. Or if for some reason you want to be a part of this madness and be on an episode.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So yeah, I think we're already at eight people in the bracket so far. We've had him on the pod. Well, I had him on the podcast once. Tim Sternberg won our Oscar bracket pool in relatively dominant fashion.
I didn't even do that.
No, I don't think either of you did, quite honestly. I finished in second, so he wanted a time travel episode, and well, how about that?
Done.
Done. We did a time travel episode, and he requested it before we actually put before I actually edited it. So, solved right away. Fastest time we've ever turned around on winning a contest.
Good for us.
Normally,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
barely before we get to the next March Madness tournament, like this year when we did the parody movie bracket for Steve, winning the March Madness last year. So just know we will do it. We just won't do it quickly.
Nope. Oh, all right, that's the only other thing I had.
All right. Well then, in that case, I don't even know. I don't have anything. I guess
Don't know.
if you chose not to join in the fun of the March Madness bracket, just remember, stupid never walks alone.
To go.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.